For wind and rain and fire, the rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Now Mariah blows the clouds around and sends those stars a-flying. Mariah makes the mountains sound like folks was out there dying. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Out here they got a name for rain, for wind and fire only. But when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. I'm a lost and lonely man without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my gal beside me. Mariah, Mariah, they call the wind. Got a name for rain, for wind and fire only. And yet when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. Mariah, Mariah, blow my love.
It's an experience, like I said the other night. I was ready to weep at that concert. Looking down with that spotlight on that drum, the way you had organized it, the lighting was so wonderful, everything. But it took me back to those nights at Hopi. And I know that they're gone, other than memories, you know. Out there in the desert, when the sun goes down, there's no electricity, it's dark. We had to have candles or kerosene lamps in the grandma's house. And we had to untie the drum. The only place we stored the drum was on the roof. We untied the drum. We'd sit for hours just singing all kinds of songs. And I wanted so to take everybody into that memory, into that movie. And they would know then how much these elders dreamt of community like this. At one time, Vince Stogan, the elder from Canada, he had had a vision as a little boy. And I'm just sitting here now realizing that way we were connected with the drum. He saw us, all these people, all the children of the mother, with a big circle around the earth holding hands. And then that energy that moves in the circle. And I know they see it through me, but oh golly, if they were still alive, they would be here. And oh, people would see that although they had hard, hard lives, they kept that vision alive. And it's up to us, up to me, and to help others.
Thank you.
what has happened over these last years, whatever the story, whatever those reasons why, I knew I would never be a biological father or a biological grandfather. I have created for myself a family, a huge family in the world. I have some adopted daughters in the States who are, they've already planned when I get too old, they want to take care of me because they feel whatever doors I was able to open through community, all of this, their appreciation is so strong, their love is so strong. When maybe 5 or 6, maybe more, 10 years ago, we had a concert for the Four Winds. And I was a last minute addition, so to speak. And the organizer said, well, we have no real place for you in the program. You know, Vime, the Sami Yoiker. Yeah, it was going to be the headliner. And he said, well, maybe you could do something opening. Well, they don't understand that in the native way, that's one of the power places. You open the doors. Mm. And that sets, if you could be in the smokehouse at night when there's a big ceremony, maybe 800 people in there, and the fires are burning, it's dark, you know. And the person who comes in first, you know, happens. Well, in the rehearsal, this man comes to me and he introduces himself. And he said, I was a teenager when you came to Helsinki and you sang a Hopi song with the International Peace Orchestra. And that's how Tuomas and I got connected. And that friendship, is just some of those pictures. And we could talk for hours sometimes on Messenger or on Skype because there's such love. Such love. And the next day, there's only one person left with my connection with Hopi. Well, this is about 10 years ago now. Because grandma was dead already and gone, and her house is abandoned out there. was one family that I stayed very close to. And his grandfather was a very, very famous Hopi chief.
David Benonge.
Really, really famous Hopi chief. And one morning or one afternoon, and I would go out there to, you know, with my travels, and they were very traditional Hopi, very traditional. And one afternoon he said, tomorrow morning I want you out on the edge of the mesa when the sun comes up. Okay. And he said, I'm going to baptize you. Whoa. Had I, maybe I had a dream of that or a wish of that, you know. But the Hopi wait about 25 years to check you out. Because everybody's got something hidden. Don't look at this part of you. We bring our best part forward generally. And that morning, standing out there naked on the edge of the mesa, these big cliffs looking down over the desert. And it, just as the sun comes up, he baptized me as a Hopi. And so they're all dead now. All those folks are dead. Except this one young man, and he's somewhat lost. He doesn't live on the reservation anymore. He lives down in Tucson. But just the very morning after the concert, he contacted me. He felt it. Some level, he was feeling it. And then when the picture started appearing, you know, on Facebook, now he wants to know more. But he calls me Grandpa now, too. And one of my, I realize now, we were our conversations here amongst other people. There's so much well, the word I used back in 2016 when the Swami first came and saw what we were doing, our 20th anniversary, and he stopped me in those first few minutes to announce that he had never in his entire life experienced so much joy and spirit at one time. It touched him very deeply. He had to speak out. And then realizing that every time I come back, I'm not the person who left. We were talking this morning, Tuomas and I, what happened to each of us together in the concert? Realizations, he's such a deep thinker. And then to celebrate, to think, oh my golly, wow. It's all about becoming more than yesterday. And to me, and you were part of the drumming, Equinox drumming. And knowing that, how that started, part because I have all these friends in Finland who make drums, I wasn't thinking about the rest of the world at that time. And that one email that went out to 30 people in America and in Finland, what would happen, or on Iceland also. And then to have 29 countries, over 2,000 people, at the same moment in time, whether in Korea, the Shaman Lee, you know, and her people, the sun is coming up. In Finland, it's the middle of the night. In Bermuda, it's a certain time. In New York, a certain time. In Hawaii, another time. 2,000 people all doing the same thing, Mother Earth. No one can ever take that away from us. And we were connected in ways, Kali, that is beyond most people's imagination. I was a part of it.